a massive throng on hand for an historic day for the Roman Catholic Church. Pope Francis declaring Popes John Paul II and John the 23rd saints in the first ever dual papal canonization. AP's Nicole Winfield has more.
It was a historic day at the Vatican. Pope Francis declared two of his predecessors, John the 23rd and John Paul II, saints. There were about 800,000 people who watched it both in the Vatican and in the surrounding streets and piazzas.
Retired Pope Benedict also co-celebrated the Mass following today's canonization ceremony. An historic shift as well in the Middle East as a Palestinian president acknowledges the extent of Jewish suffering during the Holocaust.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has called the Holocaust the most heinous crime of modern history, and he also expressed sympathy for the victims of the Holocaust.
The AP's Karen Loeb reporting, Abbas' remarks came just hours before the start of Israel's annual Holocaust commemoration. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We've got an interesting show for you today. We're going to put a bright spotlight on Bethesda Row, which is a real hot spot. And I just, before we get started, everybody, go to your post, get that special section that they periodically do on the Civil War, and read about the battle that was fought in Bethesda at Old Churchtown Road and Wisconsin Avenue. Pumphrey's Funeral Home was the epicenter of this battle. It was a huge battle when Jubal Early was trying to take D.C. So
he's only told me about it like 16 times today because he really likes the Civil War.
Shut up. Okay. Right. So
that's what I was thinking.
So Bethesda has changed a lot in the last 15, 20 years. I grew up there. And I used to, it's totally changed. The center of town is, and it's totally changed for the better. We've got Vanessa Rodriguez with us. She's a senior marketing manager with Federal Realty for Bethesda Road. Did I do that right?
That is correct.
Not bad. All right.
Good job.
All right.
Okay. And we are talking a lot about what's going on Bethesda Row, and there's tons of fashion, great food, and lots of ways to get your passions on in multiple ways, whether you want to eat, you want to drink, or you want to shop. So everybody knows that I love food, and that's why I'm the foodie of the Foodie and the Beast. But my second passion is fashion, and we are definitely doing some of that in studio today.
My credit card just went into cardiac arrest. It's
clear. Good thing I have my own, and I don't have to use yours.
Blah, 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 blah.
So there. Anyway, so we have a little makeup going on. We're going to get our spring colors in studio. We have Molly Rompierre. She's the district manager at the fabulous Blue Mercury. She's brought in all sorts of lotions and potions that we're going to discuss. And everybody knows Sassanova. It's one of the best boutiques in the D.C. metro area. They have one in Baltimore. They used to have one in Georgetown that's gone, and they have the one on Bethesda Row. And we have co-owner Sassy Jacobson. She's brought a whole array of delicious designs that we're going to get into later on in the show.
And so that you can get your body in shape to fit in all those clothes.
Exactly. After we eat all that food.
Dean Elias here. He's the D.C. metro area manager for Equinox. What's the proper name? Fitness centers?
Equinox Clubs.
It's a club.
And it is the I don't know, mankind's penultimate effort in creating a sexy workout place.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Anyways, and old friends, really, Rochelle, Jillian, and Sasha Roth are here from Urban Country. Their dad and husband, Jeff, and I were old buddies back in our Hex days. I'm glad to see them. And Ernie Bryce is here from Cafe Deluxe.
Again, our party maker on the show.
That's right.
Ernie Bryce.
Ernie's a mixologist from Cafe Deluxe, and he's going to be making cocktails and stuff. Why don't we start with you, Ernie, because we always like to start with drinks.
Sounds good to me.
What's the 411 on you? How'd you get to Cafe Deluxe?
Sure, no problem. I've been in restaurants for a while, about 14 years now, and I'm also a sommelier, so I love wine, I love food, I love the show. So Cafe Deluxe, we're expanding.
Got more points for saying that.
Perfect. Cafe Deluxe, it's the Clover Restaurant Group, and we're expanding. So we just opened our new location here at 22nd and M Street. Cafe Deluxe Bethesda is very, very, very popular. So they kind of brought me aboard to kind of lighten up, change around the beverage program. So more wine, new wines, new cocktails, kind of new philosophy with the bar.
Well, Cafe Deluxe was like one of the first restaurants on the Bethesda Row.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're one of the pillars. We started.
Right. It was as Bethesda Row was getting together.
Well, you started down in D.C. near the cathedral and had a big buzz. And then when Bethesda opened, the place went crazy.
Exactly. Definitely. And then we have another one after the Bethesda location opened up. We opened up one in Tyson's and then one in Gaithersburg.
All right.
Today, Washington. Tomorrow's the world. I like that.
Well, let's talk about the bar program that you're developing at the Cafe Deluxe in Bethesda.
Sure. No problem. What the kind of idea is, what we kind of believe in is kind of classic cocktails with a twist done professionally. So the idea is that you can go and you can find things that you're familiar with, that you've heard heard cocktails before, like mint juleps and cosmopolitans, but you know, with new fresh ingredients, with a twist on them, something a little bit different. So you have some familiarity to the cocktails, but then also, wow, something to kind of really blow your mind, take yourself to the next level.
Let's do a wow. What are you going to make first?
Yeah, what's our first one?
With the Derby coming up, we are going to do a classic cocktail. One of my favorites, it's the mint julep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the official drink of the Derby. They sell over $100,000 mint juleps a year every year at the Derby. The most expensive mint julep at the Derby is over $1,000. Comes in a gold cup. So we're going to be using.
So are you paying for the cup, or are you paying for what's in it?
Oh, Woodford Reserves they use. They use mint flown in from Ireland. They use sugar flown in from Australia. So they use a lot of regal ingredients.
Okay.
And then with Fashion Week, of course, they have Millionaire's Row. So everyone dresses up in lavish dresses and hats and drinks lots of mint juleps. So that's what we're going to start off with.
All right.
Woodford Reserve mint julep.
Why don't you start stirring that up?
Let's talk to Vanessa Rodriguez a little. The Bethesda I knew is, you know, residentially is still there, but the center of Bethesda is totally different. And Federal Realty is really remade or remaking the whole pike from Rockville Town Center all the way down.
Absolutely.
Is there a battle plan for the world to create these nice little town centers?
So it's really interesting. Federal Realty has its core portfolio of shopping centers in the area. But we, as a company, specialize in mixed-use neighborhoods. Bethesda being our learning lab, followed by Santana Row in San Jose, California. Then it was Rockville Town Square and the Village at Shirlington and Pentagon Row. And then our newest development that opens in November, which is Pike and Rose, which is in the White Flint area.
Mm-hmm.
So Bethesda is really special for the company and for me because I market it. In addition to Pike and Rose, which is really interesting, one of the things and strategies that we like to do is obviously not cannibalize our assets. So with Pike and Rose, it's really going to be a more entertainment and cultural focus, where Bethesda Row is really more fashion
and culture out where we live?
Stop. Okay.
Actually, there is.
You got Strathmore and you got all that.
That
I'm
music
being
venue,
facetious.
Our new music venue that we're partnering with Strathmore.
Can my band finally get a date?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah,
please say no. So let's talk about Bethesda Row. So as it expanded and as you curated the kinds of stores and restaurants that you wanted there, what was the ultimate goal with that?
I like to call it the center of the universe.
Okay.
It's really interesting, and that's what consumers see it as. I'll never forget a story. I was at the Barnes & Noble fountain, and there was a guy on his bike who had just finished at the Capitol Crescent Trail, and he turned over to me, didn't know who I was, and said, you know, we are at the center of the universe. And I said, excuse me? And he said,
You're talking to the right person.
And then he said, can I have a job?
I said, you just made my day. And the one thing about Bethesda is that it truly feels like a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend all day there, whether you're, you know, taking your spin class at Equinox, and then followed by either if you want to have a cup at the queue, which is what it's known for as the Quartermain, or if you want to go and get really amazing coffee at Dolcezza right now.
Right.
And, or you want to grab breakfast, or you want to go shopping at Sassanova, you need some new accessories for your home, so you go to Urban Country. You really have everything that you need at Bethesda, and it's down at your doorsteps.
Well, and it's also very family friendly.
Absolutely.
Which is, you know, with the Barnes & Noble.
Dog friendly.
Yep. I know. I mean,
like
everybody
that
has outdoor dining, which is really
outdoor
wonderful.
Outdoor dining. There's a variety of things that you can find at Bethesda, which is mm-hmm. what makes it so unique, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we're going to get back to you at the end of the show. But just quickly, tell us a little bit about some of the front row events that are going to be happening, because that's always a huge kickoff every year.
So, so front row started about 6 years ago, mm-hmm. and it was when we opened a collection of small retail shops at Bethesda. And it was our way to really showcase all of the clothing and accessories that we have at Bethesda Row. Mm-hmm. And our brand is known as the Uncommon Mix of Life and Style. So we pair some different eclectic items that are a part of that. So it's about 39 to 40 promotions. All of our stores get really focused and do trunk shows, and they do gift with purchases and really showcase what they have in the summer and in the fall. Mm-hmm. And then the runway show happens every Friday, mm-hmm. and it's a collection of what you can buy at Bethesda and also pre-fall, which is really important so we can showcase what's coming up in the later season.
I have volunteered to model Speedos.
Ooh, excellent. I'll be in the front row for that.
I was going to say, yes, I haven't heard back yet, but I have volunteered. All right, well, let's talk to one of the merchants of Bethesda Row, Molly Rompierre, who is a district manager for Blue Mercury, and it's probably the last time I'm going to say anything because...
Right, let's get to it.
The only time I was in there to get you a face wash once, and that's the only time I've ever been in
Blue Mercury. You've been in lots of times. You're just saying that. Mm. So let's talk about Blue Mercury. I remember when it started as FX a long time ago down in Georgetown. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of how it evolved to Blue Mercury and what it is today?
Well, Marla wanted it to be your neighborhood store.
Well, let's tell everybody who Marla is.
Marla Beck, the co-founder of Blue Mercury.
Right.
And we'll have our 15th anniversary in September. Mm-hmm. And we just opened our 49th store.
Gosh. Wow. It's amazing.
But what was the transition to Blue Mercury?
Marla's overall vision? I mean, what did she want the store to be?
High-end cosmetics that had a friendly environment where mm-hmm. people weren't behind the counter. You're mm-hmm. not afraid to touch things. Everything is open cell. You can touch everything.
Well, actually,
everyone is trained by every line in the mm-hmm. store.
Do you have, is makeup, I actually have a question. Is
Good,
makeup
wow.
kind of like wine? I mean, do people come in and they don't really know what to do or what to ask for? And are they intimidated? And do you have to
yes.
help them along?
They
Is that more than, is that a rare case? It just seems like when you walk, I was being facetious. I'm in Blue Mercury. There's so much stuff there.
Like, it can be overwhelming,
yeah.
Especially if it's your first time.
But I think what I really like about the concept of Blue Mercury is, unlike being in a big department store where you sort of get stuck at a stall, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're either at Chanel or you're at, Tom Ford or wherever you are. That's where you're buying makeup, and there's not sort of a concierge who will sort of walk you around and be like, no, you can use some of this and use some of that. So Blue Mercury appeals to me because I don't want to buy just from one brand. I want the best from all the brands.
Right,
that
and
works
we're
for
trained
me.
By all of them. So,
right.
Not everybody wants to use everything by the same brand.
Exactly. So let's talk about spring. There's a lot of trends this year. Tell us about some of the big highlights for this spring. This is so pretty.
Nudes and nectars, peach, coral. Mm-hmm. Big colors for the spring.
Okay.
Lips, eyes.
For lips, cheeks, and eyes?
Lips, cheeks, and eyes.
You can buy lips, cheeks, and eyes there? Awesome. I think I might get me some lips.
No, it's not a med spa. No. That's where you go
we
for the lips.
We do have a spa.
You do?
I did it.
What other body parts can you?
Facials and waxing.
Okay. Mm. You lost me there. Okay.
Mm. Yum.
Massages.
You got me again.
So who are some of the lines that you brought in today?
I brought in Bobbi Brown, for the lips, cheeks, and eyes.
Okay.
I also have some hair products, anti-humidity, which you need in D.C. in the mm-hmm. summer, a beachy wavy spray, or bay.
Okay.
Also sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about sunscreen, because there's so much information about it, and now I feel like every product has it in there. Are we overdoing sunscreen?
No.
You can't overdo it?
You can't overdo it.
Okay. Because I feel like every lotion and potion I have is like SPF this and SPF that. I mean, it just feels, it's like antibiotics.
Well,
I feel like, am I overdoing
it? Last summer
that
said sunscreen was BS. I mean, does it really protect you, or is it just?
Yes, you're protecting from UVA and UVB rays, which UVA is the aging, mm-hmm. fine lines, wrinkles.
Uh-oh, too late.
Uh-uh.
Right.
No,
that, it all
me.
Shows up later.
Right.
And the UVB, the burning rays, or the discoloration, dark spots. A big seller is people want to get rid of dark spots.
So,
to prevent them, you use sunscreen.
And what do you have to get rid of dark spots?
There are several different products in our store that
do, they work?
Do it. They do.
I'm
they
ready.
Just
put it all over you.
But you have to use sunscreen.
Jeez. I'll rub it on your back.
With a paintbrush.
We don't have a vat.
Okay. Well, you did bring in the wipes you said that Marla created.
Yes.
So tell us about those.
The M61 line Marla created, she wanted something that was more natural, but also had the science behind it that worked.
Okay.
This is my favorite product in the entire store. Mm-hmm. It's the M61 Power Glow Peel Pads.
Okay.
They're a glycolic and salicylic towelette.
Mm-hmm.
You begin using them every other night or every third night. You work your way up to every night.
Okay.
You wake up, your skin is bright, clear, and amazing.
I want.
I can't.
Give me.
I honestly can't live without them.
I haven't had amazing skin since I was 14. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. We have to take a quick break. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. When we get back, we're going to be digging into more mint juleps and lots of spring fashion. We'll be back in just a sec.
Hey, foodies. The National Harbor Wine and Food Festival is Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. Enjoy wining and dining from some of the nation's finest purveyors. Visit wineandfoodnh.com. Sample over 150 different wines, beers, and spirits. The cooking stage features hands-on cooking demonstrations and wine pairings that offer fun for all guests. Join Foodie and the Beast, Nikki and David Nellis, for a live taping of the show on Saturday at 1 p.m. Go to wineandfoodnh.com for your tickets.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
The American Veterans Center invites you to attend the 2014 National Memorial Day Parade, Monday, May 26th at 2 p.m. along Constitution Avenue. Join thousands as we honor the sacrifices of our military from the American Revolution to today, featuring musical performances, marching bands, celebrities, and active duty personnel, all made possible with support from Strayer University, Wells Fargo, and visitmyrtlebeach.com. To learn more about how you can see the parade, visit nationalmemorialdayparade.com.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
Hi, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we're talking with Molly Ronpierre from Blue Mercury. And you mentioned before you have 46 stores, which is crazy.
49.
Where are, 49. Three since I mentioned that. That's amazing. where are they? You got a bunch locally. I know that.
Eight locally and then throughout the country.
Literally, like L.A., Chicago.
We have one in California. We just opened one in Seattle, Washington.
That's amazing.
The Midwest.
It's good.
That's local some
girl,
empire.
Local girl gone good. That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yes.
All right, so let's just talk about, again, some of the other products you brought in. What about these BB creams?
BB cream, CC creams, tinted moisturizer.
Right, what is it? Tell me, I'm so confused.
CC.
And everybody, and they promise everything. Like, they promise
She's
the world.
So confused.
The CC cream is a color corrector. It's to take away too much redness in your skin under your foundation. BB cream is basically tinted moisturizer, beauty balm. Has a very high SPF with good coverage.
So are you supposed to put foundation over them? Because they sort of market it like you're not supposed to. It's supposed to be a cure-all.
It's supposed to be a cure-all. It depends how much coverage you like.
Okay.
I personally like my tinted moisturizer and foundation.
Okay, so you put a little over it. Okay.
You know, weekends you can do just your tinted moisturizer. My favorite is the NARS Radiant Tinted Moisturizer.
And tell us about bronzers. What are the big bronzers for summer?
NARS Laguna is popular. Bobby Brown has several shades.
This isn't Bobby Brown, good. Whitney Houston Bobby Brown, right?
No.
What Bobby Brown is this?
No.
I'm asking.
Okay, you know what?
Listen,
don't
the
ask.
Guys out there are going, what? Tell us something we know. So. It's a different Bobby Brown.
Yes, she is different.
It's a more gentle and kind Bobby Brown. Okay, good.
And we also have Laura Mercier and Trish McAvoy.
Okay.
All right, so your store is on Bethesda Avenue, right almost at the corner of
Yes.
What's that?
The alley? Bethesda Lane.
And right across from the Apple store. That's another good way to know where you are. All right.
Exactly. Cool. Thank you so much. So, thanks for bringing all the products.
Ernie, step up to the mic there, son.
All right.
All right. So we talked about cocktails, but you guys have, I was in Cafe Deluxe, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago with a buddy at the bar. You've got lots of beers.
We do.
What's going on there with the beer program?
Well, because we are a local restaurant group, and we do like to support other local businesses and other local breweries especially. So what we like to do is we love craft beer, and we love local beer. So places like Flying Dog in Frederick, DC Brow out of Northeast in DC, Evolution in Salisbury, Maryland, Port City in Virginia. Those are the breweries that we kind of feel that, you know, they don't get exported across Mississippi. They're local. So if no one is supporting them, then they're going to go out of business and we're going to lose all this great, great business. So what we want to do is we want to do our best to kind of put those guys on the front line and maybe not support some of the other great beers that are coming out of California and Colorado and look to Maryland, D.C. first.
You got three stars?
I love three stars.
You got them in
three
the place?
Three stars is not available in Montgomery County yet, but don't worry, we're working on
call
it.
Call Dave Coleman.
He's
he'll slip it in the back door.
We just had the DC Brow guys in a couple of weeks ago. They're great. They're actually going to be on our show at the end of the month, at the end of May. We're doing a huge beer blind tasting in front of a studio, in front of an audience at the Great Taste Tyson's.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
And all the beer guys are going to come, the DC Brow, Three Star Brewery, Flying Dog. They're all coming, and they're going to pour beer. And they're all going to have to guess whose beer it is.
That's a lot of self-promoting, Nikki.
Yeah,
I should also mention we'll be live on May 3rd out at National Harbor doing the same damn thing.
Except we'll be doing wine. That's
all
a totally
wine,
different
beer,
thing.
Wine, beer,
all right, what are you making next?
Sure, so next up is actually going to be a margarita. It's actually our Skinny Jean margarita. Margaritas came to fame in the 50s, kind of putting tequila on the map. And tequila, of course, is made from agave, which is a plant in Mexico. So what we're basically doing is traditionally a margarita is going to have sour mix, tequila, and triple sec. What we're doing is we're getting rid of the sour mix, and we're going to add fresh lime juice and then agave syrup. Agave syrup using the same plant that tequila comes from. But that what that does is really reduce the calorie count. So going from anywhere from a regular margarita being between 500 to 600 calories.
A regular margarita has 600 calories?
Don't tell anybody else. But yes, but if you come and drink our skinny girl, a skinny jean margarita, it has more around 250
skinny
calories.
Skinny girl is something else.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Okay, so how much does that have? It has how much?
Around 250. And that's the cocktail we are going to be featuring next week. And also part of our happy hour special. So with our new happy hour stuff. So please come on down and give it a try.
Okay, great. Well, get to mixing. I'm excited to try it.
All right, Sassy Jacobs, step up to that mic.
Hello.
All right. So let's start from the top. Why are you sassy?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that. When I was born, my older brother, did you laugh? My older brother couldn't say Sarah when he was two, so I've always been called Sassy. But when you have a name like Sassy, you end up sort of taking it on, I guess.
Absolutely.
So, there you have it.
Very cool. So let's talk about Sassanova. How'd you guys get started and wind up in Bethesda?
Well, my partner, Sarah Canova, Sassanova, and I started 11 years ago. We opened our first store in Georgetown, in the upper part of Georgetown, on Wisconsin, and we were young, didn't have any kids yet, and just had moved from New York City, and it was sort of the height of the Sex and the City craze, and everybody was into shoes, so we decided it'd be a really good idea to open a shoe store.
And look where it got you. But now you evolved, so then you opened up...
Then we actually opened up our Harbor East store, which is on the Baltimore Harbor, next to the Four Seasons, about in 2008. And then we opened Bethesda Row 2009.
All right. So talk about the merchandise mix.
What do you want to know? Do you want to talk about spring trends?
Let's start with what you guys carry, because you started as just a shoe store, but now you and you had some accessories. But now you're really carrying clothes as well. So how did that all change?
Well, it happened sort of organically, because we had been a shoe store for so long, and we always go to market and see all these things that we wanted. And when we started, our Baltimore space is a little bit bigger, so we introduced clothes there when we opened that, just as something to sort of freshen up our approach to buying, because it just gave us something new to look forward to going to market, and they were all things that we wanted. It was definitely a different shopping experience, but we love it, and people have really taken to our mix of clothing. So
all right, well, let's talk about spring trends. I mean, what are we? So one of my complaints about spring trends, because I'm short, is that platforms are sort of going away. I'm very, very sad.
They are, but it doesn't mean you can't wear them.
I want to have a surprise where I bought her stilts.
Nice.
I'm short too, so I hear you. platforms aren't completely going away. This shoe I'm holding in my hand is the L.K. Bennett Sledge, which is the Kate Middleton shoe that everybody in the world has. We can't keep the shoe in stock at all.
I must have a pair.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's just a nude patent heel. Has a platform. Perfect to go with
but
everything.
What is that? It's only like 4 inches high, right?
It's, yeah, probably.
It's not going to cut it in my house.
100 millimeter heel.
Okay.
But it's so this shoe will go on and on as long as she's wearing it, that is.
Right.
So we keep those in stock all the time. We usually have a couple colors of these. But going forward, the trend we're seeing on the runway and now, which is what everybody's selling, are single-soled heels.
Okay. But what about the height? Let's talk about the height.
There's still a lot of height. I mean, it just we don't buy a lot of really high heels at the store just because...
I mean, that's a good heel.
This is a good heel. This is a 100-millimeter heel. But we wouldn't go much higher than that just because of the practicality of it.
That's a hot shoe.
It is a hot shoe, isn't it?
Whose shoe is that?
So this is a Dolce Vita heel, which we only...
Oh, and they're not expensive, Dolce Vita.
No, these are really inexpensive.
How much is that shoe?
This is under... it's probably $150.
Okay.
The coral is a big look for it's a
that
hot
goes with our
right
makeup
now.
Discussion earlier.
Has the animal print, this sort of cagey wraparound ankle. This is the shoe we've blown out of. I have one left.
Okay.
But I brought it because we'll probably get some more.
Okay.
But for as far as trends for shoes, there are so many right now. The perforated, this sort of sport inspired shoe is so hot for spring and for going into fall. Anything on a double sole, they call this. This is almost looks like a Van from the
80s. Right, like from the 80s.
Yeah, totally. This shoe is, I mean, you can't keep these in the store.
Okay.
This is what everybody's buying right now. For fall, these are huge. We had them in leather that were perforated by Aaron Lauder. Blew out of them. Don't have any left. They come in, we sell them the
Sounds
best.
Sounds like Aaron Lauder is taking over the world.
I know,
my God,
right?
It's amazing.
These Loeffler Randalls, which are this whole perforated look too, is a flat espadrille with perforations. Black and white's huge for fall, for spring.
So now that's a trend really from last year. That's sticking. That's
it
continuing.
It is. And metallics have been strong for, since we've opened. They keep coming back.
Okay, let's get into clothes.
Okay.
Because now you're carrying clotheslines. Like, what are some of the designs? Because I feel like things are getting, even though we have a lot of crop tops, it feels like things are going a little more conservative. I mean, it's bodycon, but it's not super, super sexy.
Right. Well, for this season, the big things going and have continued from last season are things like exposed zippers and geographic and geometric prints and pastels are huge right now. We have some that neoprene print, which is sort of that almost like a wetsuit, is a really big material right now. We've been selling a lot of dresses, like you said, the more conservative look, but ladylike. We do carry some bright neon colors from Alice and Trixie and that sort of thing too for the younger customer. But
who are some of the lines that you're carrying?
We carry Joanna Barashi, Elizabeth McKay, Madison Marcus, Alice and Trixie, Ted Baker, for clothing.
We were discussing off air that you're the only one in Bethesda Row carrying Ted Baker.
I'm the only one in Bethesda Row carrying any of these lines.
Oh, okay. So you're the only one carrying all those lines.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And then from shoes, we carry everything from Dolce Vita to Oscar de la Renta. So it's a huge price range that you can find something usually in the store that fits what you're looking for.
And let's talk about some of the accessories.
Okay. For bags right now, the crossbody is a really big look. Which we've been selling a lot of. Pastel colors and bags are huge right now.
Okay.
Clutches.
Enormous.
They keep coming back.
That's beautiful.
Tassels are huge. We've been selling a lot of tassel keychains, bags with tassels, tassels you can detach to your bags, monogram tassels. Grommets are still big. This is a little clutch with the zipper detail and the grommets all over it. That was also big last year, but it's carried forward.
Okay.
And then as far as jewelry, pendant necklaces are huge. One, not so much the shorter necklaces, but longer ones that sort of fall to your mid-waist level. We've been anything in beaded sort of Indian-inspired looks are really hot right now too.
Okay, we have to wrap up with you.
Okay,
but thank you so much. Tell us everybody where they can find you.
We're at 7134 Bethesda Lane, which is between Elm and Bethesda Avenue.
Excellent.
So we're on the little pedestrian walkway.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you. Thanks
well,
so much, Sassy.
Turn to exercise. And Dean, I'm going to give you a warning. We're going to cut for a commercial in a couple of seconds here. But Adina Lai is the D.C. Metro Area Manager of Equinox. We actually have enough time for you to describe Equinox to everybody before we get into it. Hey, that's not nice.
Well, Equinox is it's such a unique environment. It's It's an elevated approach to fitness. It's our members' third space where they're going to kind of take time for themselves to kind of really focus on what they want to do, not only in just the health and fitness mind space, but also in the mind-body space as well. So we have a full-service spa. We have a full yoga program, Pilates program, cycling program. The air is triple filtered. The water is triple filtered.
Why is the air triple filtered?
Well, think about it. I mean, if you're working out in a gym and you've been in gyms before and it's just got a bad stink in there sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's
everybody
kind of important.
Ask the question, what does it cost to join Equinox?
Prices are online. Yep. Currently, our rates are $147 a month.
Okay.
And it's a luxury experience that's literally just a few dollars more than what the average experience is.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. Sure. When we get back, we want to talk about some great workout trends that we can incorporate into our lives so that we can fit into these fabulous clothes.
That's great.
For summer. This is David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
Hey, foodies. The National Harbor Wine and Food Festival is Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. Enjoy wining and dining from some of the nation's finest purveyors. Visit wineandfoodnh.com. Sample over 150 different wines, beers, and spirits. The cooking stage features hands-on cooking demonstrations and wine pairings that offer fun for all guests. Join Foodie and the Beast, Nikki and David Nellis, for a live taping of the show on Saturday at 1 p.m. Go to wineandfoodnh.com for your tickets.
If you're a fan of great military movies like Saving Private Ryan and Lone Survivor, then you will love the GI Film Festival coming to the D.C. area May 19th through the 25th. GIF is Sundance for the troops, where Hollywood and the military come together to screen incredible new movies, host parties and awards, and more. Plus, GIF is the only place where you can walk the red carpet with real military heroes and Hollywood stars like Gary Sinise, Ricky Schroeder, and Adam Driver. So don't wait. Get your tickets today at GIFilmFestival.com. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
Are you ready to race for impact? Are you ready to race for the cure? Join Susan G. Komen Global Race for the Cure this Mother's Day weekend on the National Mall. Saturday, May 10th marks the 25th anniversary of the Susan G. Komen Global Race for the Cure events in Washington, D.C. With fun for the whole family, including a race just for kids, everyone can help fund life-saving breast cancer screenings, treatment, and more. Register today at globalraceforthecure.org. That's globalraceforthecure.org.
Hey, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're talking to Adine Alai from Equinox. We're going to talk workout fashion here because I guess we have to.
But we're talking about working out and getting
ready. We're talking about Equinox in general and the kind of very specialized and focused training you can get. Because I was mentioning, I had a new knee dropped in a couple of months ago. And my rehab is different from somebody else's workout session if they just want to have bigger quads or whatever. So talk about that a little, because that's pretty interesting.
Well, the whole focus of the company is a total approach to wellness. It's not just a compartmentalized approach to wellness. So what we do really is kind of train the entire body in a functional way. So one of the things that happens with folks that, you know, are getting new knees dropped in is their tracking is all wrong. So the body ends up leaning to one side and favoring one side. Next thing you know, you got a sore hip. Next thing you know, you got another sore knee. So what we do is we train the body as one unit, looking at the weak points and trying correcting them. And the cool thing about the
And that's a company-wide philosophy, so it trickles down to the trainers as well.
And then the great thing about the education of the trainers is that they come in certified, nationally certified, but then we take them through this in-house certification program. We call it Equinox Personal Training Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And at each level, they're educated more and more and more. So at the first tier, they're relearning anatomy, kinesiology, biomechanics, exercise physiology.
How do you spell those?
That's not.
W-E-R-K. At the next tier, they're learning physical therapy and occupational therapy drills, and at the next tier, they're kind of able to work with physical therapists and occupational therapists and work with you specifically. And finally, at the last tier, there's a focus on performance nutrition and kind of focusing on that really important part of the overall wellness. So,
well, what are you seeing now for, like, you know, for a while, kettlebell was really big, and then Pilates, and then ballet bar. What's some of the hot new exercises that people should try if they're interested in, like, you know, keeping up and trying something new?
Well, it's great that you say that. Our whole focus this month is called disruption. Mm-hmm. So the idea of you've been doing your same old for the last 10, 15 years, whatever you've been doing, mm-hmm. but try and take a new class. And all of our classes are functional movement based. So everything around the idea of functional movement is really kind of what the latest trends are with mm-hmm. us. And in doing that, you're hitting the body in a different way. You're creating change where you once were stale. And there's a few classes that I want to highlight.
Okay, so let's hear it.
All right, one of them is called Chiseled.
Okay.
Which is a total body conditioning workout.
Clearly, I've taken that.
It's a total body conditioning
workout. See, everybody laughs.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
What do you think that means?
They're all fired. Get out right now.
But the idea is that you're moving continuously from part to part to part to part in a very functional movement way. So you're combining movements as opposed to working compartmentalized, like just arms or mm-hmm. just legs. And actually, Ernie and I have got something in common. We also have a class called the Skinny Jeans Workout as well. So maybe you come and do the class and head over there and celebrate getting through it.
The margarita.
Yeah. So that'd be pretty fun. But yeah, the whole trend is combining functional movement. So whether it's TRX or mm-hmm. TRX and kettlebells and that type of thing, because all those apparatus hit the body in a way that's really akin to human movement, mm-hmm. Unlike sitting in a machine and just kind of pushing up and down and you know, being bored out of your mind.
Well, I think it's hard for people to shake it up. Do you know what I mean? I think
it is. It is.
Yeah, once you get comfortable with the routine,
with your
routine. It feels like it's working.
Right.
Right.
Which is why we're really pushing this whole idea of disruption, because mm-hmm. you know, when the body gets used to something, literally 14 days after you've been doing it, you have to do something different to effect change. And if you don't, then you are being habitual, and then your results end up stopping. We did a wonderful study with UCLA mm-hmm. that was published this year, mm-hmm. focusing on just that. Folks that did their own thing three times a week for an hour, and then folks that worked with our trainers and our proprietary training system, and the results were just unbelievable.
It's making me question everything
right.
I do.
Unfortunately, we got to move on. Make sure everybody knows where Equinox is and how to find you online.
4905 Elm Street, corner of Elm and Woodmont.
Right across from, you know.
Right, actually very across street from Cafe Deluxe. So
right, exactly.
That trip is very, very easy, yeah. Awesome. And the parking garage.
Dean, thanks so
you're
much.
Welcome.
Ernie, you're back up for, you got 90 seconds. Let's talk about the next drink.
Sure, no problem. The next drink we're doing is just a classic Cosmopolitan that we do. Classic Cosmopolitan actually calls usually for a citron vodka. So we're doing a citron vodka with Cointreau and then a little bit of lime juice and cranberry juice. The whole idea here is, again, with the whole fashion theme, you know, mm-hmm. Cosmos kind of got big in the late 80s, early 90s. And that's when you started. The first places to see them were in San Francisco and New York. And then Sex and the City came, and Carrie Bradshaw started drinking with all our friends. And
you
it really,
sex.
Really exploded.
Is that one of the words?
Yeah, you can say that.
So she had a huge influence in kind of spreading the idea of cosmopolitan all around. So we thought it'd be a great drink to kind of showcase for fashion.
Awesome.
Excellent. All right. Shake that up.
Start mixing. So back to my old friend, Rochelle. Not old. But long time
right.
friend,
what are you saying?
Rochelle Roth, and her daughters, Jillian and Sasha. Urban Country is, I mean, you guys opened it 20 years ago. It's like
almost
a legend in its own
ago.
Time, 23 years ago. And it's a home store, but it's an awesome home store. It's stuff every time I go by, every time we go in, we're seeing new and different mm-hmm. stuff. Why don't you talk a little about it?
Thank you for saying that. Yes, we're a home store, but we're much more than a home store. Having just returned from Furniture Market in High Point, North Carolina, which is kind of the capital of the furniture, I came back with more excited than I've ever come back from a furniture market. We had Lee Industries, who is probably the leading furniture upholstery manufacturer in High Point. Manufactures furniture that's sustainable and American-made. And they invited stores from across the country to come and have a talk about Lee Loves Local, meaning really talking about shopping local, the importance of shopping local on so many levels, business-wise, marketing-wise, dollar-wise, community-wise, mm-hmm. and all the different ways that, you know, different ideas that the stores came up with to shop.
Well, since you've been around for a while. Have you seen that trend change? That do people ask for more local? Are they looking for people who are doing things locally as opposed to like big name brands that perhaps you used to carry?
Well, I think it's kind of twofold. I think the internet has certainly affected storefront retail, mm-hmm. and you've got to get creative to get people in the store.
Sure.
Our store is a mix of 800 vendors, so mm-hmm. it's hard to do that mix and do it well.
Mm-hmm. You jam a lot of merchandise in there.
A lot of
merchandise. How many SKUs do you have in that store?
Too many to count. Too many.
Thousands and thousands.
Do you have an online store, or you can't? No,
we're just launching our new website, which mm-hmm. we're very excited about because it'll be much more user-friendly. I'm not tech-savvy. They are.
Those young kids.
Those young kids.
I'm way too old. Let's talk about some of the lines that you are carrying and some of the new trends for spring. Because I think a lot of people are looking to have new dishware in spring and new, we talked about outdoor entertaining, which is totally different now. People are creating entire outdoor spaces. How are you accommodating that?
Well, 60% of our business is interior design. So mm-hmm. we have designers that go out. But for outdoor entertaining, for instance, Brown Jordan, and we are a Brown Jordan dealer, mm-hmm. They just continue to evolve immensely. And we just got back from High Point. The people's house that we stayed at had a outdoor room. It's TV, it's fireplace, it's furniture that's as good looking as anything you could buy for inside, for the outdoors. Mm-hmm. And it's just gorgeous.
And are people coming in and asking for it, like, rugs,
kitchens.
And
Brown Jordan is also now doing kitchens.
Okay.
So it's a trend.
So I got a question. Animal hides. There's a lot in faux animal hides now for those of us that, are squeamish. But I mean, is there still a market for the real thing? And is there consumer resistance to the real thing, if there is?
Well, we have both. And
what kind of animals?
I don't. Not
mostly, ask. Mostly cows.
Not
they
puppy dogs and kitties.
Cow hides. No, definitely not.
So what are these?
Those are hair on hides.
Those are cow.
The cow.
And some of them are dyed, vegetable dyed mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're beautiful.
Then we saw in New York at the gift show, we had a furniture company, a rug company, excuse me, that does patchwork rugs in anything from neutral hides to metallic, turquoise, hot pink. Silver. And
is there a hot pink cows?
No.
Yes. Awesome.
But they would
use
it. So it's a hot commodity. And then we also use it even for trims on leather or fabric mm-hmm. To do welts and things like that.
Well, so you brought in a bunch of wallpapers today,
which
I'm fascinated by because I feel like wallpapers for a while went really by the wayside and people stopped using them. But you brought in some beautiful selections today.
They're making wallpapers that are easier to put up now than back in the day when you were slapping paste on the wall and then trying to, roll the thing up.
Absolutely. But they're also they're designed. They're some of the ones that we brought in are watercolor and they're for big installations or a small powder room. And mm-hmm. it just depends on how much, color. And
well, they look
design.
Like pieces of art.
They
just don't look like the kinds of wallpapers.
I'm terrified.
Like
Nikki started salivating.
I know. That one. I love that one.
They are pretty.
It's really exciting.
You go.
And then let's talk about the batik line you brought in, because this is really so for summer. It's beautiful.
And this is a tabletop line. Mm-hmm. And she also she's an Australian fabric designer, mm-hmm. artist. And she decided to do decorative pillows and then take it one step further and do tabletops. So she does table runners and napkins.
Linens.
And they're all beautifully colored or neutrals and mm-hmm. on natural fabrics, mostly linen.
Well, we only have a couple more minutes. Let's step back some, because when people out there hearing about it who may not know Urban Country, the profile of the stores, I mean, everything in there is, it's not your mom's furniture store.
It's my mom's furniture store.
It's amazingly, I don't know how to say, it's very eclectic. I mean, when you walk in, you're not seeing, the Henredon room over here and the Baker room over here. It's nothing like that.
Well, really, to sum it up, when I came back, I was most excited about the It Girls, and mm-hmm. there's three of them that stood out. One is Erin Lauder, who does...
Right, Estee Lauder.
Yeah, Estee Lauder, from that family, and she's doing a line for E.J. Victor.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely, extremely beautifully done. There's Celery Kemble for Henredon,
mm-hmm.
and just beautifully designed furniture in metals, brass dining chairs, for instance, which you don't see.
No.
And my favorite was Mary McDonald, who was one of the new up-and-coming interior designers, and okay. she's now doing a line for Chaddock Furniture.
Wow. And let's talk just quickly, because you brought in these beautiful Vietri dishes. You want to tell us about
them? So Vietri is imported from Italy. Mm-hmm. They are our number one tabletop line that we carry. There has been sort of a departure in the dining world when people go shopping for dinnerware from the fancy fine china
right.
to things that they can use every day, but that are more stylized than just your simple white dinnerware. And mm-hmm. they're all about mixing and matching. So that is actually modeled after a Parmesan cheese mold that Italy that they use in Italy. Mm-hmm. And so it sort of has a very organic feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they just introduced two new colors, aqua and red. Aqua should be in our store next week, which okay. we're very excited. Hopefully.
What are the price
Because
points?
They're more neutrals, usually. They're, their yes. colors are very neutral.
Yes, like, their colors are very neutral.
For
price
a setting.
Points, they don't do it by the setting. Most people do it as what we call
singles,
open stock.
Yeah.
So you could buy... you know, four dinner plates in gray and four in white if you want to mix and match. I think a dinner plate averages about $40, $45.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all dishwasher.
You know how many paper plates you can buy for that?
Quite a lot, I'm sure.
Don't tell him the prices. Tell me the prices.
Exactly.
Just put down a napkin and
lie
slap
about
it on
the prices. We lie about the prices. We can tell him the truth.
Jeez.
Okay. Do we have to take a break?
No, I'm going to have a coronary arrest here.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to take a break in just a sec. Are we coming back to them or are we wrapping them up?
Yeah, we're coming back.
Okay, we're coming back to you guys. Okay.
Great.
So this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to talk more outdoor dining when we get back.
Hey, foodies. The National Harbor Wine and Food Festival is Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. Enjoy wining and dining from some of the nation's finest purveyors. Visit wineandfoodnh.com. Sample over 150 different wines, beers, and spirits. The cooking stage features hands-on cooking demonstrations and wine pairings that offer fun for all guests. Join Foodie and the Beast, Nikki and David Nellis, for a live taping of the show on Saturday at 1 p.m. Go to wineandfoodnh.com for your tickets.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
Hey, foodies. The National Harbor Wine and Food Festival is Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. Enjoy wining and dining from some of the nation's finest purveyors. Visit wineandfoodnh.com. Sample over 150 different wines, beers, and spirits. The cooking stage features hands-on cooking demonstrations and wine pairings that offer fun for all guests. Join Foodie and the Beast, Nikki and David Nellis, for a live taping of the show on Saturday at 1 p.m. Go to wineandfoodnh.com for your tickets.
Hey, Mom, why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. And before we get back to the folks from Urban Country, just want to thank everybody that supports the show, our dear friends at Georgetown Bagelry. Best bagels in town. I ate myself two of them today already. Plus
and you're
going
to need to go to Equinox afterwards
right.
to work
with
those
my,
two bagels off.
With my, when they pay me to be a member. No, I'm too cheap. But also the people at Neighborhood Restaurant Group. That's the Two Rusticos and Evening Star, Tallulah, Vermilion, Buzz Bakeries, plural, Columbia Firehouse, Birch and Barley, Church Key, and Iron Gate, Black's Restaurant Group, Jeff and Barbara Black.
The American Lamb Board.
The American Lamb Board, the Virginia Wine Board, and Early Mountain Vineyard, Steve Case's Vineyard down in beautiful, bucolic Madison, Virginia. So we're back with you guys. You have a special thing. Your husband, Jeff, was beloved by many, myself included, and unfortunately passed away from brain cancer. And you guys started something called the Race for Hope, which is giving hope to a lot of people and raising a lot of money. Why don't you talk about it? Because the race is coming up, yes?
Yeah, the Race for Hope is for brain cancer research. It was started 17 years ago. We got involved the year after our dad was diagnosed. So we got involved in 1999, shortly before he passed away. And since then, Urban Country has become a huge sponsor of the event. We do something called the Wall of Hope, which is, it was 24 feet as of yesterday. It's now 32 feet long, filled with pictures of people who have either lost their battles to brain cancer or are still fighting.
Where is it?
Where is it?
It starts and ends on Freedom Plaza downtown. It is a week from today at 8:30, so Sunday, May 4th at 8:30. It's a 5K run walk, so it's there are over 10,000 people there. David Cook, former American Idol contestant and winner, actually, who lost his brother to brain cancer, will be there as well. And it's a great event. We have raised in 17 years over $20 million.
Wow.
Our team, which is called Jeffrey's Goofy Gang, our dad loved Goofy from Disney World, so we named our team after Goofy. We have raised
over...
He was
over... a little goofy, too.
He was goofy. you would know.
Let's be honest.
He was goofy.
Sasha.
we have raised over $11,000 so far this year, and the monies are still coming in. So
well, I will be running.
Excited.
Dean has agreed to carry me on his shoulders.
Perfect.
you are a dude. All right. Well, let's make sure.
Well, where can people find that?
The main website is curebraintumors.org. Okay. Our team page is Jeffrey's Goofy Gang.
Okay, and for the people who have not been to your beautiful shop,
so
can
four
you tell
or five
them,
out there, who
right would... where it is, please.
It's on the corner of Bethesda Avenue and Arlington Road, 7117 Arlington Road, right on the corner.
This is an unsolicited testimonial. I don't care if you live out in Northern Virginia or you're down in D.C. This is a store to visit. It's
absolutely.
There's nothing like it in
Thank
the
you.
D.C. area. It's very cool. All right, so
let's go back to Vanessa.
Let's go back to Vanessa and talk about all these events you have coming up. Hi,
so
Vanessa.
Many. How
okay,
are you?
So let's talk about all these fashion events. When are they happening? And let's sort of roll out what'll be happening.
So this year, the Front Row is not in May. It's actually going to be in June. It starts on June 12th through the 14th.
Okay.
And there's three big events happening throughout that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, we're layering all of these different promotions that I had spoken about earlier.
Right.
So your best way to find out where all of that information is housed is on BethesdaRoad.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have all of the stores, promotions, and offers on there.
Okay.
On Thursday, we traditionally do a film screening. It's always fashion related.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's...
Wait, 1 year you did the one with Anna Wintour, right?
We did.
That
we
was
did.
Terrific.
Yes, thank you. And then on Friday, we have the big runway show, mm-hmm. as I mentioned. And then this year on Saturday, we've revamped it a little bit, and it's going to be called Fashion Fuel. And one of the things that we are doing with Equinox and other merchants at Bethesda Row is something called Fashion Fuel, and it's spinning on the lane. So we're going to have a DJ, they're going to have spin bikes out, and you're going to be able to exercise on Bethesda Lane.
Cool.
And it's we're really excited about it. Mm-hmm. And
so how do you get one of the bikes? Do you have to sign up for it? How does that work? Or you just sort of have to get there early? And
no, you would have to sign up for it. So that's all that information will be housed on the BethesdaRoad.com website.
Okay.
And then all the different stores that are fashion focused and home as well. Mm-hmm. And the restaurants will have cocktail specials. We'll have special fashion dinner specials.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have brunch is also a really big thing with the restaurants on that Saturday.
Okay.
And it's just a really big over.
It's a hootenanny.
No, it's not a hootenanny.
It is a hootenanny.
It's nothing like
it's
a hootenanny.
It's a fashion hootenanny.
I have to say there's
fashion and nothing about fashion and hootenanny go together.
You
whatsoever.
Can say that again, pal.
I will say that on Friday, it's just there's electricity that just happens on Bethesda Lane with this fashion show. And we're just always really
What's
looking forward to it.
What's the movie going to be? Do you know what the movie
Versailles
is?
Versailles 73.
Okay.
And it's a fashion documentary. And the interesting thing about it, it was kind of like a battle of like the Paris fashion houses and the American fashion houses in 1973.
Okay.
So the fashion is phenomenal. It's very 70s, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it should be a really interesting one, and that'll be shown on Thursday at Landmark Theater.
Okay, fantastic.
My favorite designer, Yves Saint Laurent, will be here.
Oh, my God. Anyway, you're exhausted.
It's the only fun I get to have.
I know. All right, tell everybody where they can find everything.
Bethesdaero.com.
Okay, and that lists all these stores, correct?
Yes,
you can find everything
stores.
About all the stores here today.
Absolutely.
And all the promotions that they'll be doing during Fashion Week.
Yes, and the interesting thing is that some of them actually do different specials and promotions and events on each different day.
So like trunk shows.
So like Sassanova will do an event on Thursday, a different one on Friday, and then a different one on
Saturday.
We
bring in different designers, Sassy?
Traditionally.
Yes. Okay. Great. Yep. All right, great. All right, well, so we'll have to keep up on it.
Absolutely.
As things
and hopefully we'll see you at the front row.
Of course,
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a hootenanny to
see,
me.
I'll
well,
be at the front row. You will not be at the front row.